Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
From 90.9 WBUR, this is Weekend Edition. Good morning, I'm Sharon Brody. Investigators are still trying to figure out what happened when a ferry from Nantucket crashed into a jetty in Hyannis Harbor, sending 15 of the 57 people on board to the hospital. Several people on board had to be rescued by helicopter. The high-speed ferry was negotiating bad weather, winds, and choppy seas as it approached Cape Cod. The Steamship Authority believes the conditions factored into the crash Friday night. We're joined now by Steamship Authority General Manager Wayne Lamson. Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
So can you give us an update on the investigation?
Well, I can only say that it's continuing, and we don't want to speculate on what the main cause or what may have contributed to the accident.
Well, it does seem like it was certainly weather-wise a rough crossing Friday night when the crash happened. Did the weather take a turn shortly before the crash?
I'm not aware of that, but it can change rapidly. This was the end of a round trip that the vessel was making from Hyannis to Nantucket and then back to Hyannis.
What factors are considered when the Steamship Authority is determining whether it's safe for ferries to cross? And are there certain sort of just lines in the sand, lines in the surf that you don't cross?
Well, the Steamship Authority leaves it entirely up to the captain of the vessel to make that final decision as to whether to sail or not. And the captain has to take into account the sea and wind conditions, tide conditions. My understanding is that the seas outside of the jetty were 4 foot, and usually we will run up to 6, 7, you know, sometimes 8 feet of seas, depending on the wind and the tide conditions.
What are the challenges of maneuvering around that jetty in Hyannis Harbor?
You know, it's still unclear as to why the vessel was out of the channel. So, I you know, there it's well marked with buoys, and there are 22,000 trips a year that the Steamship Authority makes with its vessels in and out of various harbors. So we're still isn't clear as to the exact cause of the accident.
What can you tell us about the two operators of the ferry?
Well, they're very seasoned and experienced mariners. Combined, they have over 60 years of experience working with the Steamship Authority and on Steamship Authority vessels.
The ship that crashed was a high-speed ferry, the type that don't carry any cars, just passengers. So obviously they can move along at a faster clip than the traditional, more lumbering ferries. What different sorts of precautions are in effect for the high-speed ferries?
Well, because they're smaller, they would tend to cancel before our larger passenger car ferries, and so that's what we would typically see. But I just can't speculate about the weather or what the conditions were or whether they were at or near that threshold. But And sometimes when you leave Hyannis, and even though it's an hour crossing, by the time they come back and get closer back to the mainland, it's almost 2 hours later from when they began the trip.
Now that the damaged vessel is out of service, tell us a little bit about what the Steamship Authority is doing to make up for the loss.
Sure. We were able to go to work right away in securing a replacement vessel, a substitute vessel for yesterday and today. So we're running an abbreviated schedule today. Normally we'd be running 5 round trips a day, and today we're going to be running just 2 round trips.
Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Good. Thank you, Sharon.
Wayne Lamson is the general manager of the Steamship Authority. This is 90.9 WBUR.